Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Chris Tovey, CEO, and Sean Clayton, CFO of Destiny Pharma. DEST is the ticker there. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no, brilliant to be here, Justin. Thanks very much for inviting us.
Yeah.
Nice to see you, Justin.
Yeah, I was spoken to Sean before, but Chris is our first time, of course. Started in September, new CEO, and I've got to say the share price reacted nicely to you joining. Now, before we get into the detail of you've just released your interim results, before we talk through some information from that, for people maybe not familiar with Destiny Pharma, Chris, can you just give a top-line summary of the company, please?
Yeah, no, Justin. So basically, I think highly innovative UK biotech, with some genuinely revolutionary new product assets. Obviously, at the XF platform, from which XF73 nasal is our main product, and that's a product that's going to, I think, really make a big difference to post-surgical infections. Mm-hmm. And then the second product, NTCD-M3. And that is essentially a drug that will help with Clostridium difficile infections. So there's horrible infections that often occur in patients after they've had a course of antibiotics. It's a, you know, very much a diarrhea based, but you know, it can get worse and worse. And in the UK alone, 2,000 people die a year of the complications associated with Clostridium difficile infections.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when I did a sort of video on you when you became the new CEO, you announced that, and I looked back through your, you know, your experience here. I thought, wow, you've come from some big developed country companies, you know, sort of multi-billion dollar companies, and of course, Destiny Pharma is what they call a micro cap. And you mentioned you joined, you know, Destiny Pharma due to its mission and underlying science behind the company's products. Now, if you can delve a bit further into that, if you can, you know. People are, you've just top-lined it there, but your two lead clinical programs, can you, you know, explain the potential, the wider potential for this, and, you know, for life-threatening infections, please, Chris?
Yeah, no, you know, I think the reality for any executive who comes into to a new organization is to understand that, can they make a really big difference for patients? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking very carefully about what I did next after my last role. I wanted to join somewhere where I knew that very quickly, and literally in the next few years, the company would be able to get approvals for and launch medicines that were going to make a difference. Obviously, we've talked about XF73 nasal and the opportunity there to have a huge, you know, impact on post-surgical infection. And that's a really clear opportunity. We've just done some very exciting research which shows that both in Europe and in the US particularly, physicians are already using these types of treatment, and XF73 nasal would be a big step forward on the available standard of care. But they're already using these treatments and they're looking for, you know, improvements because they want to use these sort of medicines more. And then on the M3 side, you know, that is such a significant new development, and it will really be a first in terms of being able to treat that first occurrence of an infection, a C. diff infection, a Clostridium difficile infection, after the use of antibiotics. So, you know, both of these drugs, highly innovative, and it was that science, when I looked from the outside, just like an investor would, and I did my diligence, it was the science that drew me in. And, you know, having been here now just over 3 weeks, had the opportunity to lift the bonnet on the science, on the company, and on the people that have been working there, you know, diligently over the last few years. You know, I think it's just a brilliant place, a little bit of a unicorn maybe in the UK, because there really aren't that many small UK biotechs that have got the type of potential near term that, you know, that we've got at Destiny. So, you know, I'm delighted. And my history has been, particularly the last just over the decade, has been in working in small UK biotech and taking that, you know, it was called GW Pharmaceuticals, and many people will have heard of it, but was working somewhere that was absolutely focused on making a big difference for a small sort of orphan population, and that was the rare epilepsies, and making a very big difference for that small population of patients and their families. You know, the additionally exciting thing here at Destiny is there's an opportunity to make a big difference for a lot of people. You know, so many millions of people are involved in, you know, in surgeries every year, and thousands of people take antibiotics every year and have to live with the consequences to their microbiome, to their gut, of doing that. So, you know, I'm fabulously excited. Can't wait for the future, and I'm really looking forward to helping make a difference, a Destiny, for patients and for shareholders.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, looking around, I've chatted to the guys at Destiny for a while, and, you know, it's very rare, even in this bear market, and bear markets do provide, you know, opportunities where companies get sold off, especially small, you know, biotechs. But, you know, when you have two late-stage assets, one's just recently partnered on, and then you've got a pipeline, and you were literally, at one time, I think it was sub even 30 million market cap, and I was looking around at other companies with, you know, maybe one asset in phase one, and it's valued the same or even a lot higher. And I was thinking, there's a value disconnect here. And like I said, two late stage, M3, XF73 nasal, and you already have sort of, you know, the phase three clinical trials designed, which have been approved by the FDA and EMA. Now, is that normal, or is that significant in any way? Because, you know, I watched a presentation recently with you, and you said it's not usual to have that, but it's very good to have that. It's quite significant.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, Justin, that you're picking on. I think, you know, investors are always looking at risk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the great thing about Destiny is because the two major drugs are now through sort of the phase one stage, the phase two stage, and we have really good data, they are largely de-risked. And that next stage, the phase three stage for both of them, which will then, you know, proceed, you know, seeking approval, knowing exactly from the regulator what you need to do in that phase three study program for each of these two assets is a massive advantage and does help, you know, de-risk the programs. Now, that certainty is really important. You can work out what studies you need to do. You can work out how much those studies are going to cost and how you can run them and where you can run them. And that just really, really helps. So, you know, I think I said it a minute ago, you know, one of the things for me in joining Destiny was this felt like a, you know, a very de-risked clinical stage biotech organization as they compare. And, you know, that clear sort of target for us next phase of getting these two drugs through the phase three program to approval, you know, to submission and then approval. It is a good place to be for a company of our size and within the UK space and even the US space in terms of biotech companies. You know, it's a fairly rare thing that investors have got with Destiny Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Well, in fact, you know, talking about that, I remember you said about GW Pharma, and I know it's very hard to compare different companies with different assets and different science there addressing different markets. But I think you mentioned that, you know, Destiny in the development of what it's got in its pipeline is a bit more sort of, you know, well, more developed than GW Pharma was. And what was it? Was it acquired for $7.2 billion by Jazz? Is that right?
Yeah, 21 Jazz bought GW for just over $7 billion. I think the comparisons are interesting. And obviously, I personally made the comparisons in terms of making the choice to join Destiny. And I think, you know, when I joined GW in 2012, there weren't two really strong phase three programs, you know, ahead of the company with clear revenues of, for XF73 nasal, we think that peak sales could be up to $2 billion. And for M3, just really in the US and parts of Europe, we think it could easily be $500 million revenue for M3. So I think there were aspects of the company that were more developed at GW, but I think in terms of what the revenue opportunity is for Destiny that can be seen, you know, the sort of in the sights, you know, those rifle sights of the organization, I think that, you know, the opportunity, the revenue opportunity at Destiny is greater. And I think, you know, what's particularly good, and Sean will talk about this in a minute, is in terms of the cash management of the organization, you know, GW was quite a lot larger at the time. And so what Destiny has achieved with a small group of people and a very focused line on expenses and on getting things done, you know, is fabulous. And having a runway now, we know, that takes us through to, you know, into the early 2025, means that we can, you know, we can get on and do the things that need to be done now. We're not constantly looking over our shoulder at the cash. And I think, you know, something I said last week that is also great is the early stage pipeline that will obviously follow on XF73 nasal and M3 in due course has been progressed, and we've been able to progress it through third-party funding. So XF73 dermal, which is really exciting for skin infections, treating, you know, sort of bugs on skin infections, and also, you know, this potential new area in treating fungal infections, which we hope will come through. You know, we've been able to move those forward without having to dip into our own pockets. So, you know, when we're ready to do that, we can accelerate those programs. But I think, you know, it's a great time to be at Destiny. I can say that from my perspective. And, you know, and I look back on my time at GW, and I'm looking forward to bringing much of the experience that I learned over those sort of over that decade to bring that to what I do with the team at Destiny.
Yeah. Well, in fact, maybe now's a good time. You said, talk about the runway there, to bring the man in charge of the purse there. Sean, tell us about the funding year. How, you know, how long is funding going to last here?
Yes, so I think, as Chris said, we and we said in our interim statement, we now have the cash runway through to sort of Q1 25. And that's really been driven by a couple of things. One, first half of the year, we had the $1 million upfront from Sabella as part of that transaction. We also had a successful fundraise around March time, where we raised 7.3 million gross in funding from existing and new investors. So that's obviously helped us really strengthen the balance sheet, meant that we had around 10 million of cash in the bank at the end of June. And really, just reiterating what Chris says, we manage this business very, very carefully in terms of cash management and cost management, and that really does give us that runway through to early 25, as I say, to really push forward and deliver on our key objectives.
And, yeah. Justin, I think one of the things that that came out of last week's conversations a lot was the Sabella deal that we have done. Which, you know, people talked about a lot through the year. I think it was a Q1 deal. One of the great things for Destiny financially is, and yes, that deal comes with, you know, the usual sort of development milestones and sales milestones and double-digit royalties. But one of the really important aspects of the Sabella deal, which sets us up for M3 and future development, is Sabella agreed essentially to fund the development program from here on in. So in terms of Destiny's cash runway, we are not burning our own cash now to develop Sabella through to a US approval. And what we'll have is the ability to take that US approval, the data from that approval, all of the clinical trial stuff, and use that to get the drug approved in Europe. So in terms of that runway that we have, you know, that is going to be about helping us move some key projects within the company forwards. But we don't need money to continue now to fund M3 through to approval, which is a huge positive thing for Destiny.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you noticed you're setting up a meeting for investors to talk about the XF product pipeline on the 17th, which would be very interesting. But I suppose, you know, like say you've got cash there. When you're, like I said, pre-revenue company, the biggest risk of all, of course, is cash. And you've got cash now for over a year. And I assume there's going to be plenty of news between now and then. But one of the biggest bits of news people are hoping for, which I assume will land way before then, hopefully, is you know, a partnership deal, potentially, on XF73 nasal. So is that going well? Are you having discussions?
Yeah, we're having discussions. We've got a good team working on that. Obviously, we learnt a lot from the process of the Sebela deal earlier in the year, which we're bringing to bear to this process. And obviously, the recent research data that we had in from the US, from talking to surgeons and talking to US payers, has helped us, you know, with the with building out that proposition for XF73 nasal. You know, when you know that the product, when it gets into the hands of physicians, will be something that they want to use and they want to move away from existing product. And you know that payers can see quite clearly how it will save them money to use it and prevent post-surgical infections. You know, that's a really great story to be able to talk to potential partners. But we're keen to get the best possible deal for you know, XF73 nasal and obviously for Destiny Pharma. So it's about finding the right partner and getting the best deal. And having the runway now that takes us through into 25 gives us some room to, you know, really some room to maneuver and to get that, you know, find that right partner. But, you know, people are contacting us now. People are in the data room, and we're having, you know, private one-on-one conversations now already. So, you know, that process to find that best deal is up and running, Justin.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. I understand that you, obviously you can't say too much, but yeah, that's very exciting there. And also just, you know, let's just finish on the pipeline, because you will be talking more about that. But it's very interesting because I saw a new bit of news on the pipeline recently, which is like an estimated market of around about $3 billion. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, no, it's the XF platform is all about a particular sort of synthetic chemistry, and at the heart of it is a particular molecule which we know has an amazing bactericidal effect. You know, kills bacteria, which is why XF73 nasal, and then we're sure subsequently XF73 dermal will be brilliant products and make a big difference for patients. But also what we found recently in some early preclinical investigations, some early preclinical work, is that it appears that the XF platform has a really powerful effect on killing fungal cells as well. And so it looks like we could have a program in you know, an antifungal drug. And, you know, just as bacteria are a real problem for mankind causing infections, so are fungal cells. And there are issues with treating them. Resistance is, you know, is growing for sort of standard treatments. And so, you know, we're really excited about this latest data, and we will be, you know, looking to see how we can further develop, you know, a product or products in treating antifungal infections. And, you know, people will know about thrush, people will know about Candida albicans, but, you know, for instance, I think in the US, you know, the Candida albicans market, so treating thrush and oral mucositis is potentially a $3 billion market. So a lot more work to do there. But, you know, to already know that the XF platform could well be opening up for a completely new set of product development, you know, is genuinely very, very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Chris, Sean, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. And like I say, lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.